It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 6th of January and here are the top news of the day. Even as Odisha continues to witness a sudden spurt in the number of COVID-19 cases for the last 2 days, state health authorities on Thursday hinted at a further rise in the infections in the coming days. Health Director Bijay Mahapatra today said that the state is likely to see a spurt of COVID-19 growth rate within some days. This is what Bijay Mahapatra had to say on the matter.
Agar mindi naru bhi aavri bodi ho. Apna dekhundu trend alga jagare jo bolay bhi bodi chye, amur bhi se bolay bodi chye. Trend nishchay bhabre odika hobo. Amur khali gutiye kaam hola. Ame jodi aavituru bortan সেতে সিভিয়রিটির জিনিস না যদি সিভিয়রিটি হব হসপিটালাইজেশন হব সরকার তরফ সে ব্যবস্থা জারি রয়েছে গোটে জিনিস কবি ভ্যাকসিনেসন কথা সর্ভেলান্স কথা আমার ট্রিটমেন্ট ফেসিলিটি বড়াইবা কথা সরকার তরফ যেগুড়াক নূয় ঔষধ আসব সরকার নির্দেশ রয়েছে সেটার প্রক্রিয়া চালছে সব জায়গায় এইটার ট্রান্সমিশন বড়িবার চান্স আছে তেমন ট্রান্সমিশন কেমিতি কমেবা সেটা আমার প্রথম জিনিস আইসিএম তরফ বর্তমান 2-3 দিন হল এপ্রুভাল আসা আপনি ভালো ভাবে জানিছেন এপ্রুভাল পরে তার প্রসেস লাগে প্রোকিউরমেন্ট আপনি তো যাই আমি বজার কিপার না প্রোকিউরমেন্ট প্রসেস চলছে সরকার সেটি চেষ্টিত অনেক ব্যবস্থা করা হবে।
With the rapid rise in the number of new COVID infections and the threat of Omicron variant, which as per experts has the potential to trigger the third wave of COVID-19, the Bhubaneswar Municipal Corporation on Thursday delimited more areas of the capital city as micro-containment zones. One place each in Nayapalli and Bhimpur areas and two places in Triketra Vihar area have been declared containment zones. As per BMC order, plot number LIG 118 in Nayapalli Brit Colony under ward number 38 and plot number 252/2699 in Bhimpur area under Unit 6 in ward number 46 have been marked as micro containment zones. Similarly, two flats including flat number A/2303 and BY1204 in Shrikhetra Residency in Igania area under ward number 49 have also been added to the containment zone list. Odisha recorded the highest single day jump in COVID-19 cases in over 5 months on Thursday as 1,897 persons including 258 children from the age group of 0 to 18 years tested positive for the virus. This is the second day in 2022 that the state has recorded over 1,000 new infections. Odisha had last crossed the 1,000 mark in a single day with 1,041 cases in August 18, 2021 as per the data revealed by the State Information and Public Relations Department. On Wednesday, the state had reported 1,216 COVID-19 cases while 680 new cases were detected on Tuesday and 424 on Monday. Among the new infections today, 1,106 quarantine cases while 791 are local contacts informed the INPR department. The center has decided to set up 157 new medical colleges in the country to strengthen the health infrastructure in India. Union Minister Bharti Pawar said these projects are hit by issues like the availability of land. The minister said the central government has given a priority to backward classes and we are working there. The minister added saying, we are establishing 157 new medical colleges. The government will increase the number of AIIMS to 22 from 6. These are time-bound projects, but in many states, these projects are facing issues. In some states, these projects are pending because of the unavailability of land, work stops for a period of 1 to 2 years. The Supreme Court on Friday will hear a plea seeking a thorough investigation into the breach in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's security in Punjab and ensuring there is no such event in the future. A bench headed by Chief Justice N.V. Raman took note of the senior advocate Maninder Singh's submission that a serious breach in the Prime Minister's security took place in Firozepur, Punjab on Wednesday. It led to the stalling of his cavalcade in Bhatinda. After that, the Prime Minister returned from the poll-bound state without attending any event, including a rally. 6 factory workers died and 22 others were hospitalized after they inhaled toxic fumes leaking from a chemical tanker parked near a factory in Gujarat's Surat district early Thursday morning. The workers were in the dying factory located in Sachin Industrial Area when the incident took place, Surat Municipal Corporation in charge Chief Fire Officer Basant Parikh informed. The fire department received a call around 4:25 a.m. which said that at least 25 to 26 workers fell unconscious after inhaling the toxic fumes coming out of the chemical tanker parked on a roadside near the factory and were rushed to the new civil hospital. The second test match between India and South Africa is wonderfully poised with an intriguing day 4 awaiting at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg on Thursday. After getting bowled out by 266 in their second innings, innings, India has set a tricky target of 240 runs for the hosts. In reply, the Proteas have made a positive start and were 118 for 2 at stumps on day 3. Rassie van der Dusen was unbeaten on 11, with captain Dean Elgar on 46 not out, as the home side looked to level the series after losing the first test in Pretoria. With South Africa needing 122 runs to win and with 8 wickets still in the bank, the hosts have a slight advantage. However, despite the solid start, the hosts will face a formidable task, as it is expected that the wicket will continue to prove increasingly difficult to bat on. Star batter Jemima Rodriguez was on Thursday dropped from the 15-member Indian women's cricket squad announced for the ICC ODI World Cup to be held in New Zealand from March 4 to April 3. Veteran Mithali Raj will lead the side, with Harmanpreet Kaur as her deputy. The side also includes veterans Smriti Mandhana, Julan Goswami and the young Shefali Verma, among others. However, Rodriguez and the all-rounder Shikha Pandey have been ignored from the side due to lack of form. Rodriguez failed to hit the double-figure mark during the last year in all the international assignments she was part of. Pandey has been similarly off-colour. Afghanistan's Taliban regime has said that it will not allow fencing by Pakistan in any form along the Durand line, issuing a stern warning to Islamabad amid escalating tensions between the neighboring countries on the contentious issue of border fencing, a media report said. Maulavi Salona Sangin, the commander of the Taliban, said there'll be no fencing anymore. Sangin's sharp reaction comes following Pakistan Foreign Minister Shah Mehboob Qureshi's comments earlier this week when he said this issue would be resolved peacefully through diplomatic channels. Acclaimed actor Rajkumar Rao is all set to star in a biopic by Srikant Bola, the 29-year-old visually impaired industrialist who did not let his adversity come in the way of making it to Massachusetts Institute of Technology and then starting Bolan Industries with funding from Ratan Tata. Born into a family of farmers in Machilipatnam, Andhra Pradesh, Bola took the state government to court when, citing his disability, he was not allowed to pursue the science stream after he cleared his class 10 exams. He not only won the case but also topped his school in class 12. And though he was not admitted into IIT coaching classes, he got into MIT, becoming the first international visually impaired student to be able to do so. That's it for today. For news in detail, visit odishatv.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.